This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The number of traffic fatalities in the county since the first of the year now stands at 25, following a fiery single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 early this morning. It was just before 2 a.m. when the driver of a 1995 Nissan Coupe headed southbound allowed the car to drift off the roadway south of Barkdell Road, where it first collided with the guardrail and then with a steel culvert pipe. The force of the collision sent the car airborne where it collided with a tree and came down to rest on its left side. A fire was ignited by the crash, and both the driver and a passenger were later pronounced dead at the scene. Identification of the victims is pending notification of kin, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. The two fatalities are the fourth and fifth traffic deaths recorded in the county since the 21st of July. The Rural County Representatives of California have thrown their support behind a Senate bill that would authorize low-population counties to form multi-jurisdictional appeal boards for the adjudication of property tax assessment disputes between property owners and local government. Citing the fact that it can be difficult for rural counties to find the necessary qualified candidates to fill appeal board seats, Senate Bill 447 would allow a county such as Humboldt to partner with Mendocino to form an assessment appeals panel. If passed, the measure would lessen the burden on local supervisors and provide the property owners with a fair and qualified hearing. The family and friends of Southern Humboldt woman Leanne Eller have put up flyers asking for the public's help in locating the 40-year-old missing woman. Eller was last in contact with family members about 6 weeks ago and was seen leaving a property near Bembo she shared with a boyfriend about a week before that. Eller left behind most of her personal property, and she's a white female adult, 5'3", 130 pounds, with light brown hair. High heat, heavy fuel loads, and rugged terrain are some of the obstacles fire crews battling the Orleans complex of fires in the Six Rivers National Forest are facing this week. The Ukonom Fire is the largest of four named fires in the complex, and combined, they have scorched more than 1,300 acres. Three other smaller lightning-caused fires are being monitored, and air quality for residents of the Klamath drainage could be poor. Satellite images above California show the enormous impact of smoke from wildfires burning in Northern California. Residents in communities such as Soames Bar, Orleans, and Wichpec could see unhealthy levels of air quality as smoke from the Orleans complex impacts the region. Residents in northern Humboldt, eastern Trinity, and southern Del Norte County could all be affected, and for those to the north, smoke impacts from the Island and Clear fires burning in the Klamath National Forest could have an impact as well for communities like Happy Camp. Smoke impacts across the rest of Humboldt County will be minimal, with moderate to good air quality in most areas. Tonight, the city of Rio Dell will honor retiring police chief Graham Hill after more than 20 years serving the small town. Hill has spent the past 13 years as chief and 22 years in the department. He said he's proud he's maintained the concept of small town policing with its close ties to residents and the community. Sergeant John Beauchesne, a 14-year veteran, will serve as interim while Rio Dell searches for a permanent hire. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is no better example of the need for mutual aid among fire departments in California than wildfire season. Engine companies from all corners of the state can be staged at fires far from home or fires that are burning just a few miles away in another jurisdiction. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie said that Cal Fire and the U.S. Forest Service have contingency plans in place for when local departments are needed to provide cover for Cal Fire stations.
But here locally, they'll contact the different fire departments that have said, yeah, we've got resources available, and we'll go out. You know, they'll say, hey, so-and-so, can you staff an engine and cover this station? And if they can staff it, yeah, they'll do it. If they can't, they'll say unable to fill, UTF, and they'll go on to the next fire department.
Local mutual aid is provided by departments with fully trained personnel, and that includes local volunteer fire departments, which can be called on to man a vacant station as well. And as Gillespie points out, the majority of locally trained personnel are part of volunteer outfits.
As long as they're trained and certified, they'll bring typically our county, you've only got a couple of fire departments that are career or are paid. The balance of them are volunteer, and they're running the calls that are toned out for those CAL FIRE stations.
Wildfire activity locally has been slow so far this summer, but as the weather heats up inland, it can get busy very quickly. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.